In Parshas Vayechin, Yaakov Avinu gathers his sons together and he begins to talk to each one of the sons individually, Shimon and Levi as a unit, and he says different things. To Reuven, Shimon and Levi, he gives primarily tochacha. To the rest of the children, he gives more or less a bracha, but the bracha is also very much a description of what they can expect will happen to their descendants, which will form the Yud Beis Shvatim of Am Yisrael. So as we said already, Reuven, Shimon, and Levi get Musar. Yehuda gets Malchus. Lo Yosef Shevet Mi Yehuda. What's in store for Yisachar and Zvulun, the two remaining sons of Leah? So Yisachar, Chamer, Garem, Yisachar will be the one who will get the Ol Shel Torah. They'll be the Lomdei Torah. And what does Zvulun have? Zvulun L'chof Yamin Yishkon, Zvulun is going to be a merchant. It will be a tribe of people who will be involved in sales, in traveling, and in making money. So how do they feel? Yehuda gets Malchus. It's wonderful. Yisachar gets Torah. Tremendous. What about Zvulun? He'll get well. So, this Zvulun is very much into Gashmius. He's jumping for joy. Here he is. Baruch Hu says, Yaakov Avinu tells him the Nevuah. They'll be merchants and they'll make money. So he's ecstatic. So what happens if Zvulun isn't into Gashmius? What happens if Zvulun, perchance, is into Ruchnius? He's also one of the Shistei Kah. Yisachar gets Torah. How come he can't get Torah? How come he has to be the one who's traveling in salesman? Maybe Zvulun isn't so happy with his bracha. Because if you're yearning for Ruchnios and you promise Dashnios, you may not be so thrilled. The brachas are here in the end of Chumash Bereishis, the Birchas Yaakov. There's another set of brachas that appear at the end of the Torah in Parshas Mezos HaBracha. And it's not Yaakov who's talking for the Shvatim, but of course it's Moshe Rabbeinu. And Moshe Rabbeinu turns to Zvulun and he says, Smach Zvulun b'tfeitzecha v'yisacha v'yohalecha. What does it mean, Smach Zvulun b'tfeitzecha? So the Medrash says, Smach Zvulun b'tfeitzecha b'tfeitzecha min ha'olam. When you leave this world, Zvulun, you'll be happy. And the Mefarshim explain, as is well known, that Zvulun, although he was a salesman, although he was granted Osher, Zvulun had a partnership. He had a partnership with Yisachar. Zvulun went out and made money. Yisachar sat and learned. And Zvulun supported two Shvatim, themselves and Yisachar, giving Yisachar the ability to learn. And because Zvulun gave Yisachar the ability to learn, therefore they share the chelek in Olam Haba with Yisachar. Smach Zvulun b'tfeisecha, when you leave this world and you're going into Olam Haba Zvulun, you should be happy. Why? Because it's because of you that Yisachar is bo'alecha, Yisachar is able to learn. And therefore all the schar that Yisachar gets for his learning in Olam Haba is going to be split with you. You'll be even in your schar. So be happy, Zvulun, when you leave this world. Don't be worried about your Olam Haba. Very nice. So what about Zvulun's Olam Haba? So his Olam Haba, he's guaranteed. What about his Olam Haba? again, this woman is into making money. So he's a gavaldi, call him answer. He's going to make money. But what happens if this woman is striving for ruchni? And her destiny is to go out and to make money all the time. So what about the golem hunter? So there are those who explain Smach, the woman with Tzitzacha, slightly differently than the Medrash, or an additional page to the Medrash. Smach, the woman with Tzitzacha, not only when you go out of this world will you be happy because you're getting a great share in Olam Haba, but when you go out on your ship, when you leave your home to be involved in trade, to be involved in Masa Umata, to go out and to make a living, even then you should be happy as a woman. Because you should know that everything that you're doing now is going to help Yisachar b'Yohalecha, is going to help Yisachar sitting and learning. Your involvement in the Olam HaGashmi is really helpful for the Olam HaRuchani. Am Yisrael needs Yisachas, but the Yisachas can't exist, Zvulin, unless we have Zvulin. Your involvement in Mishar, in trade, is really an involvement in Ruchnius. And therefore, the Medrash says, not only will you share with Yisachar the schar in Olam Haba, but if you have the right attitude, you can even share with Yisachar the good feelings of Olam Hazeh, the sense of satisfaction that what you're doing is equally important. Because without Yisvulin, you couldn't have a Yisachar. Not only Lachamei Vesem Shana will you have satisfaction, but throughout the entire Mei Vesem Shana that you're living in this world, know how important, how crucial your role is. Maran Brachos, much of what I said and what I'm about to say is based on some elaboration, based on something that I saw from Elia Lapian. Yigmar Brachas and Daf Yud Zayin asks, this is a very well-known question. Amalei Rav le Rabbi Chia. Rav sends Rabbi Chia and he asked him, Noshin b'may zachya. What schus do women have? And Rabbi Chia answers him, Ba'akri b'anayu lebe knishta, ubatnuya gavrayu be rabbanon v'natrim le gavrayu adotumi be rabbanon. The schut that the women have is that they take the children to cheder to learn, that they encourage their husbands to go to the base medrash to learn, and that they wait patiently for their husbands to return from the base medrash. So Rabbi Yonasan of Prague comes along and says, I don't understand the Gemara's question. What do you mean, Nashim b'mayzachya? Women have a chiv in mitzvah, in almost all of the los ases, and in many, most of the mitzvot ases, women are required. A chayavah. They have tremendous zechuyah. So what question was Rav asking Rav Chiyah? So the Bionashan says, yes, they have zechuyah all over. But the schus that they seem to be missing is the schus of Talmud Torah. Because women don't chayav in the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. So what about that schus? So Reb Chiya answers Rav, they have that schus as well. They have the schus of Talmud Torah. By encouraging their children, by encouraging their husbands, and when the husbands are learning, when the children are learning, due to their encouragement, in their status, it's their school. What you have in a marriage, what you have in a family, is the ultimate Yisachar's ruling.
is the ultimate partnership that one could not exist without the other. That if you didn't have the encouragement of the mothers and the encouragement of the wives, then there wouldn't be any learning being done by the children, there wouldn't be any learning done by the husband. And just like Chazal tell us, "Smach v'ulim b'tzeisecha, b'tzeisecha min ha'olam," and know that your chelik in olam haba is split 50-50 with Yisachar for his learning. So too, the chelik of women that they have in olam haba is split 50-50 with the children, with the husbands, because of their encouragement that the Talmud Torah takes place. But even more so. And it's not easy. But even more so, not only smach zvulin b'tzeisecha min olam hazeh, when you're leaving this world, but even while zvulin is in this world, they have to realize that what they're involved in is also a pursuit of ruchnius. And therefore what the women are involved in, as wives, as mothers, at first glance, on a surface level, seems to be an involvement in non-ruchnius. Take care of a household. And lots of what's involved in raising children and running a household seems to be non-ruchnius. Just like when Zvulun goes out to trade, it also seems to be non-ruchnius. But smach zvulun b'tzeisecha, when you go out to trade, because of you, it's right now Yisachar ba'olecha. What you're doing is allowing ruchnius to exist, and therefore what you're doing is also ruchnius. It's a different form. It's less visible. And in the eyes of the Assam, it may seem less important. But it's no less crucial. Because Yisachar can't exist without Zvulun. And all the Talmud Torah in the world can't exist without the Jewish family, which cannot exist without the wives and the mothers. In the ultimate, the very famous story that the Gemara tells us about Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva, who is the basis of Torah Shebaal Peh, we know it. Rabbi Akiva, who had 24,000 Talmidim, turns to his Talmidim and says, "It is because of Rachel, my wife, Shali v'shalachem shalahi. If it was not for her, none of what you see, none of you, all 20,000 of you, 24,000 of you, and me, none of us would exist as we do if it wasn't because of her."